Ready, Angela? Ready to worship? Great in power is the Lord Almighty. We praise Him. There's lots of praise going on in the throne room tonight. Let's join them. Praise Him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise Him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise Him. Praise Him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise Him, you heavens.
Your glory, every knee shall bow at your throne in worship.
creation of day. For none can compare to your matchless word, matchless word. Sing to the ancient of day. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you'll be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away. O ancient of days. Ancient days. No beginning or end for you, Lord. You live forever. Thank you for being here, Holy Spirit. Fall on us. Rise up inside of us. We are your temple. Here we are. Here we are. Come to us, Lord.
Bye. You're my deliverer.
You're my deliverer.
You're not a beggar. In the spirit, you sit at the king's table, eat the king's food, the banqueting table, the wedding table. Your bridegroom is there. You're the bride, beautifully decked out. An amazing dress. This groom has eyes of fire. He will sit on a massive steed, a horse, to pick the bride up into his arms and carry her away. Are you anticipating your groom with eyes of fire? If you are, or if you can step into that in the spirit, fear just goes away. He's such a mighty warrior. Incredibly powerful. All powerful. All knowing. All wise. For you. For me. Fear just runs away from us when we have these pictures of who Jesus really is. If you see him just walking along the road with the disciples, don't forget, that was the limited Jesus. He limited himself in human form. Set aside the glory. And look how much was accomplished. What if he is fully released to be who he really is? Fear runs out of our heart. Faith rushes in. Breathe. No, peace is the atmosphere we breathe, knowing he's that mighty, and we are sons and daughters. You start to fear, cast it down. Cast all your cares upon him. Let him take your burdens. You're not wired for burdens. None of us are wired for burdens. That's why they're supposed to be cast on such a mighty king, a mighty warrior, a mighty God. Circumstances, they can be the worst possible, but add the mighty God to those circumstances and they suddenly change. They suddenly turn around. You have 700 names and titles that are poured out on you as a son or daughter that you had no access to as an orphan. Where are you tonight in your sonship,
in your daughtership rising? Are you rising? Are you rising to be more like Jesus? Are you rising up to be that unstained bride, desperate in joy for the coming of our King and our bridegroom? Maybe some of us secretly wish it was a long time from now. We've got life to live after all. But when he shows up, your heart will melt inside because of the love that he carries. Seeing his eyes, you could care less about this life. And that you can experience now before he shows up in the physical. You can care less about this life. You enter in the spirit to our deliverer, to our King, to the Ancient of Days, which means he has no beginning, no end. We have a beginning, but we don't have to have an end because of him. We don't have to have an end that ends up separated from him. We can be with him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We enter into that tonight because we speak one language, Jesus. We speak one language, Jesus. He's our language. Do you speak English? It's not high enough. You want to speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountain and Jesus in the street. Darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every
here in your love, here in your love. No place that I'd rather be, no place that I'd rather be, no place that I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. To set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place that I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. There's no place that I'd rather be. No.
Place that I'd rather be.
any chaff. Be the fire. Oh, be our fire. Be our fire. Be our fire. So set a fire down deep in my soul. I can't contain it. I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set that fire down my soul. I can't contain, can't control. I want more of you. I want more of you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. as we continue to worship you, Lord. Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you would open our eyes, Father, to see you in a deeper way tonight, Lord God, to see, Father, into the heavenly realm where we've been seated with Christ Jesus. What a privilege, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for where we haven't walked fully, Lord, in the promise that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, that we're to approach your throne boldly. Thank you, Lord. I just want to testify and give glory to him and just see what he wants to do tonight. Just about, you know, we were being encouraged on Sunday by Pastor Mary Pat, and I just encourage you, and I'm still getting through it, to read the handout that was distributed by Tim and Dutch Sheets, which is called God is Launching the Strike Force of the Angel Armies. And this was given out on Sunday. It's also available on Elijah List online. But just so rich, I'm still getting through it. But this is what he's doing right now, that he's calling us to a higher place, to not just be passive, to not just be, well, if you hit me over the head with the revelation, Lord, then I'll... No, to be active in just that third heaven, that place of being, accessing the third heaven, decreeing and declaring what he's doing. Because his angels are, you know, decreeing, they're ministering, they're accomplishing, they're warring, and we want to be engaged with what heaven is doing. So this is a time where I believe the Lord's going to take us deeper, where we're going to be seeing more in the Spirit. So he wants us just to be pursuing purity in a way that we never have before, just guarding what we allow into our eye gate, into our ear gate, guarding just the little things, the little foxes that could get us on a day-to-day basis, because he wants us to be so consecrated so that we can really be sharp, the sharpest weapons possible in his hands. We don't want to be dull weapons in this season. So just really blessed. Joe and I have been privileged to be part of Glory School, which we've been offering here at church through Frontline Training Center. And Ashley Zare has been teaching that. And it's just been, I just want to honor her because she's been incredible. Just really helping to minister more of the Holy Spirit to us and leading us in just all that the Lord's doing. So it's by Patricia King, though, and there are weekly sessions and there are videos and there are activations, and then we've been having time of soaking, time of just pursuing where we're seated, pursuing heaven and pursuing him. And so this last Thursday lesson was actually on, and Joe, if you can come up here, on angels. Honey. And so at the end, there was an activation. There were just a few of us there, but she had us close our eyes and just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us, because the Bible says in Psalm 34, right, the angels of the Lord encamp around those who fear him. So we want to position ourselves that way and say, Lord, open our eyes. What are you doing? You know, even in this place, show us where there's angelic activity. And so we did that, and just after a few minutes, a few of us saw a couple of things which I want to share. I saw a picture of these angels. They were right up here in the front of the room. The Lord is showing me more tonight about this. But they were, okay. So in front of our sanctuary, I saw three, right by the drum cage area, three angels. They were male angels of like a stony bluish color. They looked like they were completely made out of armor, like old kind of chain link type armor, but it was kind of also like of a stony texture. And they were friendly looking, but and they were very stocky. They weren't super tall, but they were very muscular. And so when Patricia King asked us to inquire of Holy Spirit, you know, what are these angels for? What's their purpose? I heard first to strengthen the body. And then later in a time of worship, I heard armor, that they were helping to administer the heavenly armor that the Lord's called us to wear. And then Joe, you want to share yours? Okay, so Joe saw an angel too, up here, right by the screen, about 10 feet tall. It was in a white robe, and when he asked Holy Spirit what the purpose was, he heard warfare. So that was really exciting. And I was asking the Lord just for a scripture to go along with this, and then I want to pray. But actually tonight, I've just been, you know, and one of the things we've been talking about in Glory School is just, you know, inquiring of Holy Spirit. Like, if you have an encounter, if you have an experience with him, or just, you know, deep revelation, not just to stop there, but ask, he wants us to go deep and say, Holy Spirit, what does this mean? What are you showing us? What is there more? there something I can bring down from heaven? Is there, you know, just inquiring of him. And so I said, Lord, you know, so tonight when I walked in, I actually saw more of those same angels up here, more of these angels to strengthen and angels to administer armor. And I'm like, why are they all on the front right-hand side of the sanctuary? Is that, you know, what's special about up there? And he said, well, it's because there's another gaggle of angels right here. And I'm like, Lord, open my eyes. Okay. And so I saw these just tonight in the spirit, these tall, very lanky in white angels. I said, Lord, what are those angels for? And he said, joy. And, you know, strength and armor angels, warfare angels, and joy, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so he's just showing me angels in the back that are dressed like nurses and healing angels. So we just want to say yes and amen to what the Lord is doing. I want to read the scripture and then wherever the Lord takes this. Psalm 103, verse 20. So bless the Lord, all his messengers or angels of power, for you are his mighty heroes who listen intently to the voice of his word to do it. Bless and praise the Lord, you mighty warriors, ministers who serve him well and fulfill his desires. I will bless and praise the Lord with my whole heart. Let all his works throughout the earth, wherever his dominion stretches, let everything bless the Lord. So he's just telling me to share one more thing at the end of Glory School on Thursday. And I just encourage you, if they offer it again here, you know, this is my second time taking Glory School. And when it was offered, Joe wanted to take it. And then I felt Holy Spirit saying, take it again. And it has been so precious to both of us together just to be privileged to do this together. I just feel like the Lord's taken me deeper and deeper, and just appreciation of the richness of what is offered here at Frontline, just the richness of how to walk in the supernatural, how to walk in warfare, you know, how to stand, how to not just, one of the biggest revelations I've taken away is just, you know, faith is not just getting a revelation. And like when the Lord, you know, we hear the word of the Lord and we're like, wow, the light goes off. And we're like, yes, I got that revelation. But we have to do something with it. We have to walk it out. We have to, you know, if it's a revelation about covenant relationships and friendships, it's not just, yeah, I get it. It's like, okay, now what are you going to do with it, you know? And so for Joe and I would say it's more than just encouraging. It's actually been crucial for us to be part of this. The Lord's done some really powerful and deep things in our hearts. And I know there's others who have been part of Glory School who can testify. But I just want to share just at the last, at the end of last week's, I just felt like the Lord was encouraging us to, because there are, Patricia King was sharing about angels in heaven that are actually, their job is to throw fireballs at places of darkness and strongholds at the earth, and even people who are just completely enveloped in darkness, and to see those strongholds break off. And she was sharing that, and then at the end I felt the Lord saying, you know, call everybody to the front. I'm giving you fireballs, and I want you to just throw them. And I'm going to show you people, loved ones, whoever in your life, and you're going to throw those fireballs at those people. And in faith, in this step of activation, that you're engaging with heaven, and as we threw the fireballs, they were going to hit people, and that walls and strongholds and hindrances and blockers to them walking in the fullness of their destiny or even receiving the Lord were going to be shattered just in that supernatural moment. So we were doing that. And so I'm just sensing that again tonight. So if anyone is encouraged by this and wants to step into it, then let's do that. Let's step into what the Lord's releasing. So everybody, I just want you to, just as a step of faith, just take a fireball in your hand, just sensing this. Lord, you are holy, Father, and we are trusting that we're moving with you, Holy Spirit, and your angelic host and what you're doing. And you're saying that you want to baptize not just us in your fire, but those that I just believe you're bringing people to, you're seeing a picture of someone in your mind, or you're seeing a name flash across your mind's eye, or you're just sensing about a particular person. Just go with it. Take a step of faith and take these fireballs in your hand. And then I want us all in unison just to throw. So we're going to say, we're going to throw these and we're going to say fire on the count of three. That's what we're going to do. So get your people. And if there's multiple people, line them all up together. So on the count of three, one, two, three, throw and then fire. Okay, one, two, three. Fire! Let's just keep doing it. Fire! 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 us 7 times, Lord, we just declare fire, Lord, on the people you're showing us. Fire, every hindrance would be shattered right now in the spirit, Lord God. We're sending, Lord, your ministering angels to go and wage warfare where the enemy thinks he has a stronghold. We say fire on that stronghold. Where the enemy thinks he has a lie, we say fire on that lie. Where the enemy thinks he has disease, sickness, cancer, arthritis, every kind of disease and spirit of infirmity, we say fire, fire, fire on you. To every person who's hardened their heart to the truth of the gospel, we say fire on you. This is your moment to have every hindrance removed in the spirit, and we will not stop until we see every wall down, every infirmity down, every sickness brought low and destroyed in the name of Jesus, every lie just throw it in the name of Jesus. I just see us throwing fireballs and lies. So we just say fire on those lies in the name of Jesus, that your angels, I just see they're being dispatched just to destroy strongholds of the enemy. We say, Satan, you are bound. Every demonic principality is bound because the church is rising up. We are your bride, and we're rising up in our authority. We're rising up and saying that you are stronger than everything we see in the natural. You are more powerful, Lord. And Lord, forgive us where we haven't stepped out, Lord God, when you're calling us to step out and agree with heaven for your glory and your kingdom to come here on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We seal it and we say yes, and you will show us how to walk this out, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Over you. Supernatural moment. Okay, it says recently the Holy Spirit spoke to me this: I have prepared and will now show the world the strength of the Lord of hosts. My strong arm will be seen overpowering and defeating the forever loser through a functioning church, ecclesia. Okay? It will now enter a time of acceleration when prophetic words, promises, dreams, and visions intersect their moment. I will activate the assignments I gave them. And as my ecclesia engages in prayer, decrees, and corresponding actions functioning in my original intent and purpose for its being, it will connect to a supernatural moment. This is a moment I have planned for revival and reformation. Strength will multiply. Doors will open. Changes will surge. Transformation of times will come. Crooked paths will straighten. Realignment to right ways will manifest. Restoration of paths of righteousness will be rebuilt. And this is powerful, guys, because God's speaking right to us. He says, move forward into my moment. Move forward into your moment. My move your move, my word, your word, my victory, your victory. Engage with purpose into this moment. Engage the battle, says the Lord. So we must now be bold and fearless, not passive onlookers. We must live in the fear of the Lord and not the fear of man, like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and countless other heroes of faith. We must shake off all passivity and stand strong. No bowing to Baal. No bowing to wickedness, perversion, mutilators of children, demon doctrines, government intimidation, insane ideas, lies, antichrist agendas. We must embrace the true kingdom of God mindset. And get this, a remnant warrior's mentality. So everywhere we go, whatever we do, we need that mentality. We need it. We are the remnant and we're warriors, but we have to be thinking that way wherever we are, whatever we do. We have to think that way. As the heart goes, as our heart is, so goes everything that proceeds out of our mouth. So it says here in Ephesians 6:10, it says, speaks of putting on the whole armor of God, which is really good. It goes on to say, we must remove all cowardice and passivity that acts as leaven and spreads. Let me read that again. This is a quote. This is what he heard, the authors of this, okay, which we talked about on Sunday. We must remove all cowardice and passivity that acts as leaven and spreads. We can't yield to an inappropriate acceptance of evil, calling it love. Evil breeds loathsome oppression, cruelty, the destruction of families and children, annihilation of destinies. Sin never brings peaceful solutions. It steals, it kills, it destroys. King Jesus says it's time to engage battle and stand strong. What I was sensing over here as I was reading this through and Michelle was going after it, and I just love that with the fireballs. That is so cool. And I love the fact that you guys are in Glory School and that we're doing it here. And I love the fact that we can, if we'd like, we can do it again. And if you took it before, you might want to take it again. Because what God's doing, everybody, is he's reopening some of our eyes. Some of us have seen angels before. We're not seeing them now. Some of us have never seen angels before. And God wants us to engage in the supernatural realm. Children are not too young. They are not too small. I'm telling you, there are angelic forces here. And so I'm not going to take a poll who sees angels, who doesn't. But it's a sign of the supernatural. And God is saying, I want to open your eyes so you see Jesus. I want to open your eyes so you can see everything that I'm telling you is out there. Because let me tell you something, guys. Ephesians 4:27. Can you guys say that? Ephesians 4:27. You know what it says? Don't give the devil a foothold. Say that, would you guys? Don't give the devil a foothold. Some versions say don't give the devil a strong place. Some versions say don't give the devil an occupation. In other words, don't. You have to make room for just Jesus and no devil to trip you up. The enemy is really slick. The minute we think we got this, we're being stupid. I'm not going to say it again. And the word stupid is actually in the Bible because God says don't be stupid. Some versions say foolish, but we don't want to be stupid because the enemy is looking for those who've gotten strong prophetic words, have strong prophetic calls, have been part of a strong movement. He wants to trip us up so we aren't fearful, we're not intimidated, but we got to be slick, we got to be powerful, we got to be wise. So I'm going to invite Michelle to come back up. And she did something that they did in Glory School. Very cool. But I'm going to give her an opportunity to release an activation right now. She hasn't done that yet. Something new. Because we're going to be reactivated. And children, you can be in this. How many want to see the supernatural realm more clearly? How many want to see more angels or want to see angels for the first time so that we understand what God's doing to back us up? If that's you, just be on your feet and we're going to have an activation. You're not in Glory School, but this is the glory. Pastor Bill just sang, show us your glory, right? So we're going to do that. And what we want to do is receive these prophetic words and then we'll go into a time of communion. Amen? All right, this is really serious, so we do it in serious joy. We're going to be activated here.
Yes, Lord. So, to position ourselves in for this activation, the first step is just believing. Do you believe that you were created, that you are seated in heavenly places with Christ, that your home is more in the heavenlies than it is here? Do you believe that the Lord can open your eyes to see the angelic hosts? Because if the Bible says they're encamped around those who fear him, that means they're always around us. You know, there are angels assigned to each of us, and there are angels that he'll engage us with. So let's believe together, and we're going to activate. So I just encourage you to lift your hands or something just to say, Lord, I'm here. Get me, God. So, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So right now, as we close our eyes, I just ask you, Lord, that each one here, Lord, we just step in, Lord. We say yes with our hearts. We say yes with our will. We say, yes, I'll believe, God, that I was created to walk in the supernatural, to see what heaven is doing. How are we going to accomplish heaven's purposes if we can't see what heaven is doing, if we don't believe that we can see it? The Bible says if you can see it, you can have it. So right now we say, right now let's just start thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to see what is happening in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for opening my ears to hear what heaven is doing. Lord, I repent of unbelief. Unbelief that this isn't for me, this is for someone else, that I don't hear anything, that I don't see anything. Just crush that lie right now under your feet. Crush that lie, because that's a lie. And just thank him. Thank you, Lord, that I will start to see more of the supernatural, whether that's in the natural or whether that's seeing in our mind's eye. You might just catch a glimpse of something. You might just have a sense about something. And what we do to move in faith is we move toward what we're sensing or what we're seeing. In the spirit, we say, Lord, thank you. If you just see, you might see fire out of the corner of your eye, or you might have a sense about something. Just start thanking him for it. Thank you, Lord, for what you're showing me. Thank you that you're showing me, Lord, that there's fire around this place, and I just step into that. Thank you, Lord, that, Father, you will attune my ears. Lord, right now we ask you sharpen our ears, Lord. Father, that you just apply your salve on our eyes. Lord, our spiritual eyes, that we would become more sharp to the things of the Spirit and more dull to the things of the earth. Lord, the enemy's voice would start to become more and more dull as we go after being seated in heavenly places. So just lift up your hands and just say, I receive. I receive this activation of walking more in the supernatural. I receive, Lord, this path that you have for me to walk out my inheritance, which is being a citizen of heaven. I receive, Lord God. Father, you've already paid for it on the cross, Lord God. It's just us believing and walking it out. So, Lord, we fully believe, Lord, for what you're doing tonight, Lord, that you are just activating us in a new and fresh way. And we're going to expect from this moment on that we're going to be more in tune with what heaven is doing, that our prayer life is going to change, that our intercession is going to change, that our worship is going to change, that the supernatural manifestations of the miraculous in our lives is going to change, Lord God, because we're more in tune, Lord God. We're walking out what you've already given us, Lord, which is that we're supernatural beings, Lord. We're supernatural people. Lord, more than we're natural people, we are supernatural people. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing tonight in the Spirit. And Lord, whatever you're showing us, Lord, that we're going to take hold of it. We're going to write it down. We're going to esteem it. We're going to value it. We're going to treasure it. Lord, forgive us where we haven't valued what you've been pouring out, Lord. We want to be those who are thankful. For everything that you show us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Stay in a place for worship.
having our eyes open. This is a beautiful thing, a really beautiful thing. As Pastor Bill was talking about the men who were on their way after Jesus had risen and as he had revealed himself to the women, remember? And they started walking. And here's the thing that I picked up from this passage, just found in Luke. And they're going about and they're having this sad conversation. Know why they're having a sad conversation. And it says later on, because they believed that Jesus was going to be the one to redeem Israel. And they didn't see what the prophets were seeing. And just like this pamphlet, it uses the word foolish. It uses the word foolish, dull of mind, unbelieving. And Jesus actually rebukes them. He says, "You foolish men, why don't you believe what the prophets had to say, that the Son of Man had to suffer and be crucified and then raised? Why didn't you believe that?" And while he was talking with them, their hearts burned within them. Their hearts burned within them, though they couldn't see. They couldn't see. Here's the beautiful thing. That as we're in this place and there's new places being dug, there's new places being formed. Father, I invite you, as you come, as you walked with them, Jesus, as you walked with those men who had something else in their mind of what you were going to do. They had another idea. Maybe we could say that the enemy had pulled the wool over their eyes. Maybe we could say that they gave the devil a foothold with their thinking, that they believed something that the scripture was contrary to the scriptures. And so they were fooled into disbelief that Jesus was going to come and make life easier for them or do something for them that was more convenient. But instead, he said, "I came to suffer and then be crucified, be turned over to men and be crucified. And then I would be raised 3 days later." They had part of it. They had part of it. And it's the third day, they said. It's the third day, so he should be risen. But they still didn't believe the testimony. Jesus, I invite you, as you are coming and as you are revealing yourself to us in your true form, your true nature, that as our eyes are opened up, as you are spreading the salve on our eyes to see who you are, as you really are, as you are opening up the scriptures, as your spirit with us is burning inside of us, that we say, "I've got to know you. I've got to see you. I want to see only you, Jesus. I want to see only you." And Father, as we are taking these elements, just like those men, they said, "Jesus, don't go." They constrained him. They said, "Don't go. Stay with us. Don't go. Stay with us. Stay with us. My heart is burning inside. My heart is burning. Stay with me. Stay with me. Don't go. Stay with me. You are talking about things, of things I don't know. Stay with me. Open it up. Unpack it. Jesus, unpack it for us. Unpack it. Unpack the scriptures for us so we can see you." And as we take the elements, as you took the elements, you broke the bread, and suddenly they saw. Lord, as we take the elements, and as we break the bread like your body was broken, cause our eyes to open. And with the new wine, cleanse our conscience from unbelief. Cleanse us, Jesus, from unbelief so we can see you. We need to see you rightly, Jesus. We want to be the ones spoken of in Revelation, the remnant who didn't stain their garments, who you're going to give a white robe and a new name. And they're going to be like pillars in the temple. I want to be a pillar in the temple. I want to be who you say I am, a pillar in the temple. One who hasn't spotted his garments. one who has a new name. Talk about being seated in heavenly places. I want to know my name. Who do you say I am in heavenly places, Jesus? What does it mean to be a pillar in the temple of God? What does it mean to be one who hasn't stained his garments, who has a white robe, who's pure and holy, who's worthy, who you said is counted worthy? Open our eyes. Cleanse our lips. Cleanse our conscience from unbelief. Search us, God. Find the wicked ways. Lord, I remove the word if. There are wicked ways. Remove them. So I will be one who's not stained his garments. One who's counted worthy by the one who's worthy. Jesus, you alone are worthy. And you make worthy ones with your broken body, with your blood poured out. We're no longer ones who have eyes that have been covered. Let us be ones who have eyes that are open, and we see you as you are. Having seen you, we become like you, and we bring heaven to earth as it's intended to be, the very temple of God. Heaven to earth as it's intended to be, to release signs, wonders, miracles, creative miracles here on the earth, as our eyes are open to see what you are doing, Father, so we will be bold and do them on the earth. Cleanse our lips, cleanse our conscience of speaking unbelief. Cause us to be ones who think only on pure things, on you seated in heavenly places, high and lifted up. Our eyes opened to see you. Our eyes opened to encounter you. Our eyes opened to draw into you. Having repented, having renounced, now walking in your light, Jesus. Cleanse our lips. Cleanse our lips. Cleanse our conscience, Lord, and open our eyes. Take the elements, encounter the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Continue, Holy Spirit, to come close and empower, empower, empower this prophetic action of communion. Empower it, Holy Spirit. Cause the words to come alive in us, so we'll be a people full of belief and eyes opened to see. Amen.
And the whole earth is filled.
Side to side, you're always there. We look in the spirit, you're there. We look inside of our hearts, you're there. You're completely surrounding us as the Lord and King of Kings. Jesus, what do we have to fear? Nothing. What do we have to worry about? Nothing. You have a name to meet every need, then it's just amazing, God, that you can do that for us, Father. You can touch every need we have with a name you have. Why shouldn't we worship you alone? Worship you alone. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Give you glory. There's 10,000 reasons why we should bless your name. We thank you for that, God. If we could name every reason, it would take us forever and ever and ever. It's like John says that you can't fill enough books with all that Jesus did, far beyond what the Bible tells us. Couldn't fill all the books in the world with all that Jesus did while it was here. We just get a snippet. We just get a small taste of what Jesus has done. We thank you that you're greater than our highest thought, Lord. You're greater than anything that we can imagine. You're greater than that. All of us put together, if we imagine how great you are, you're still greater than that. If we talked and talked until now, from now until the beginning of the year, and we just listed everything about you that we think is great, you're greater than that. Father, we are so blessed if we would just let your word and your spirit and worship make you as big as you are. And of course, you're bigger than that. You're greater than that. Lord, the enemy is constantly trying to shrink you in our eyes. And we fall for it way too often. We fall for it way too often, where the enemy tries to shrink you and we cooperate with that. We repent. We ask your forgiveness, God, for ever thinking for a moment you can't take care of us. Shepherd the sheep. We cry out asking your forgiveness, Lord, for ever thinking that we've been in danger where you can't protect us, where we've been in sickness where you can't heal us, where we've been demonized, tormented by demons at least, and you can't deliver us. Lord, you can do it. You're all about it. And you want to do it for sons and daughters and beyond. You do it for orphans, God, often. Father, even what we heard on Sunday, that a demonized king was overcome with prophecy so that he fell down, tore his clothes off. He was so overcome by it. Prophecy. Wow. God, a mighty warrior king. He's on the floor like a child, unclothed, because he was so overcome by your presence of prophecy. Lord, what is there to fear if you can knock kings down? If you can take King Nebuchadnezzar on the wall of Babylon, which is one of the seven wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens. And there's many more wonders of the world now, but when I grew up, it was seven. And it was one of them. He stood on that wall. He walked around. Look at what I have created. He was immediately struck with mental problems. He went out into the grass and started eating it. His hair grew out beyond a hairdresser's ability to turn it around. He grew nails that were so very long. He was completely out of his mind for thinking he could do something great. Lord, we sin like that. Thinking we can do things apart from you. And you say in your word, John 15:5, without you we can do nothing. Nothing means nothing. We need your empowering to breathe. Things that we take for granted. We need your empowering to sneeze, to breathe, to walk. We don't realize it. But God, if we could praise you for all these small things, it would make you greater. If we could praise you for great things, it would make you greater. That's what we need for our eyes, to be greater in our eyes. Yes, Lord, we submit to that tonight. We open our hearts to that tonight. We look to see you greater with spiritual eyes. We listen to see how we can hear from others, from nature, from your voice itself, from angels, that you are greater than we could ever think. That drives fear away. The bigger you get in our eyes, the greater you are in our thoughts, drives fear far away. We receive that tonight, don't we? Don't we receive that tonight? To let fear be driven from us far, far away? Certainly isn't going to be any fear of breaking any strength. We can get those repaired. I own Luthier. Said that you are a lily of the valley, bright and morning star. That might sound kind of like, oh, isn't that nice? It's very powerful. Fairest of 10,000. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star. There we go. Fairest of 10,000, you are, how can I perceive your beauty? I long to see your face, Jesus. Holy Lamb of Heaven, perfect Son of Man, acquainted with our suffering, broken for us all. How can I perceive your mercy? I long to see your face, Jesus. Jesus. Scepter of justice, you reign, you reign. How can I perceive your coming?
May you find faith on this earth. Me and more of you and more of you, Jesus, more of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and more of you and more of you, Jesus, more of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and with more of you, Jesus, more of you and less of me, more of you and less of me, and more of you and more of you and more of you and more of you. Lily of the valley, bright and more. Fairest of 10,000, you are. How can I perceive your beauty? I long to see your face.
Jesus.
less of me and more of you, and less of me and more of you, and more of you, Jesus. More of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and more of you, and more of you. Less of me and more of you, and more of you, Jesus. More of you and less of me, and more of you and less of me, and more of you, and more of you, Jesus. More of you and less of me, more of you and less of me. More of you and less of me, and more of you, Jesus. More of you, less of me. More of you, less of me. More of you, more of you, Jesus.
My Jesus, sing to the Lord, tell him the desire of your heart, tell him the desire of your heart, sing it loud and clear. More of you and less of me, more of you and less of me. More of you, more of you, Jesus. Much more of you and less of me. Much more of you and less of me. Much more of you. My Jesus, my Jesus, give you all that I am. Give you all that I'll ever be. More of you, Lord, less of me, less of me. More of me, Lord, I'm giving more of me, Lord. I'm finding that I need you more, Jesus, more. You alone are all that I need, and you alone I am complete. You alone are all I need.
you hold my destiny. You alone.
Each and every day that I live it up.
We're bowing in your throne room. I can declare I'm part of the family. Part of the family. What a privilege. Oh, what a joy to be your son. Father, Father of lights, Father, what a joy to be your son. Enter in your presence, not cast away, no, not cast away, no, I'm not an orphan. Even acting like an orphan when I'm a son. Those that don't follow you by their hearts are cast away. Or drawn to you so they come to you someday. Lord, you can't receive them into the family without a choice on their part to leave their orphan heart. Leave their orphan heart, become a son or daughter, a son or daughter. Oh. Here I am in the throne room. I have a right to be in the throne room, right before you, Father, right before you, Father. You drew me to yourself long ago, and now I am a full son forevermore. What a privilege, oh. I can sit at your table, your banqueting table, and eat anything I like, as much as I like, more than I like, because I'm a son. Oh, I'm a son at the table. I have a right. You gave me the right to be a son in your household. A welcome son. You know, if truth be told, I was once in a pig pen, but I started down the road towards your heart, oh Father. Down the road towards your heart, oh Father. Now I have received the embrace, the ring, the shoes, the robe, the robe. I am accepted. You've celebrated me as your son. No matter what I've done, no matter what I've done, you've covered it with your blood. Oh, with your blood. Oh, it's so good to be a son. To be a son. You've covered me. I am alone at the throne, and I'm allowed to be here. I was paid for to be here. Here I am alone in the throne room. I'm allowed to be here. I'm welcomed in, embraced and loved on forevermore. What a joy, what a privilege to be a son or a daughter. What a joy. his son or daughter, the Most High of the Most High. I'm in the royal family, welcomed as a son or a treasured daughter. Beautiful Thanksgiving to our mighty God. It's one of the few holidays they haven't messed up. All thanks goes to God. You know, Christmas, they kind of brought that Santa thing in, and Easter, they brought that bunny in, but Thanksgiving, who have they brought in? Nobody. Woo! We can completely thank him without thinking of anything else. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
No, no, no. That's in celebration of all he's provided.
So since you've been activated angelically again, for those of you who needed that, that's all of us again, may I suggest that you practice the presence. Practice that throughout this week and weekend. So intentionally, we're not worshiping angels. We're not seeking angels. That's not what I'm saying. We worship Jesus. But whenever you really, really worship Jesus, angels come. They're around. So we want to activate or walk in and practice our eyes being opened. And if you're not sure what that looks like or what to do again, just watch this recording, and you can listen to it again. All right? Because the Lord is moving, and he wants us to see what he's doing. And wants us to be able to know how to step into our authority more and more. Okay? Amen. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.